92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The average Madison homeowner will pay about $85 more in taxes next year to the city, the county, and the school district. We know that because budgets have been finalized for 2026. Madison Alders passed a city budget earlier this week. It includes the city's lowest tax rate in about 40 years. For the average property owner, city taxes will go up by about $30 in 2026. But of course, that's on top of paying for the $22 million operating referendum that passed back in the fall. And now Dane County's budget has been signed. County Executive Melissa Agard has approved the $916 million budget for 2026. But she still has reservations. When she first took office, the county was facing a $31 million deficit. She instituted a hiring freeze for non-essential positions and wanted a 4% cut to most county departments. The budget adopted by the Dane County Board keeps all positions at the sheriff's office and includes a 1% cut to community-based nonprofits. Originally, that was supposed to be 4%. Notably, the county also contributed almost $1.5 million for the new men's homeless shelter. Agard released a statement where she says, quote, "Some of the changes made by the board undermine the financial guardrails we need in place to protect services and taxpayers in 2027 and beyond. This is not sustainable," end quote. County property taxes will rise by about $15 next year for the average home in the city of Madison, now worth about $481,000. That means together, the 2026 city and county budgets will raise property taxes for the average homeowner by about $45. On top of that, the $607 million referendum for the school district will add another $40 to tax bills next year. Construction has begun on a new data center here in Wisconsin. Tech giant Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, is putting a 700,000-square-foot facility in Beaver Dam. It's the company's 30th data center in the U.S. and is designed to, quote, "enable ambitious AI workloads," end quote. Community leaders said earlier this year one company was pursuing a data center in Beaver Dam. While it was reported to be Meta, that wasn't officially confirmed until this week. Staff from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation celebrated the groundbreaking, telling WISC Beaver Dam is the right fit because of its infrastructure, workforce, and the community. Governor Tony Evers says Wisconsin needs to stay one step ahead in harnessing AI technologies. Meta company leaders say they'll be spending more than $1 billion on the project. They say it'll create more than 1,000 construction jobs and then more than 100 permanent jobs once it's built. Officials from Meta have not released how much power the data center will consume, but WEDC says the company is paying for $200 million worth of energy upgrades. The company is giving $15 million to Alliant Energy to help families who can't afford their utility bills and will be preserving almost 600 acres as wetlands in partnership with Ducks Unlimited. According to WPR's reporting, the city created a tax incentive program for Meta, and once it expires, the mayor says Meta will be paying about 15% of all incoming tax revenue for the city. The data center is expected to be finished in 2027. And a Madison holiday favorite begins this weekend. The Fantasy and Lights will open to visitors. Every year, the display takes over Olin Park off John Nolan Drive. Remember, if you go, John Nolan is under construction, so depending on which direction you're coming from, it could take a few extra minutes to get to the entrance. The lights will be turned on for the first time tomorrow night at dusk. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Hornets in NBA Cup action at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. At just 23 years old, the Bucks point guard, Ryan Rollins, is averaging just over 17 points per game, head coach Doc Rivers.
He's been great, learns every day. You know, he's still young, and he's probably the hardest worker on our team. He's got a lot going for him.
College football, Wisconsin's at number 2-ranked Indiana tomorrow, kickoff 11 a.m. The Packers play the Giants Sunday at noon. Lucas Van Ness back at practice after missing a month with a foot injury. Baseball, Brewers GM Matt Arnold named the MLB Executive of the Year for a second year in a row. So what about the team's payroll next season?
We're going to have the resources that we need. We have support from our ownership to put a quality product on the field. There are a lot of small market teams that can't say that, and we can. And then there are also a lot of teams that spent a lot of money that didn't get in, you know, and so I don't think it's just about the money.
That's the Brewers' Matt Arnold with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a beautiful day today, mostly sunny with just a light breeze and a high right around 65 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop into the low 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 63. So another nice day tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.